Hello, this 5 minutes of the proper test, Psalm 91, episode 218. And we're beginning with the B part of Psalm 91, verse 10. The whole of verse 10 says, "There shall no evil befall thee." Then the B part is, "Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." And you know, we personalize Psalm 91. So what are we going to say? We are going to say, "Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling." My dwelling. "And neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling." Oh, hallelujah. This is your story. This is what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. He says, "Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." So what is a plague? And you might assume that normally when we say plague, is just a sickness that has gone viral or something that is happening to a lot of people, you know, that kind of thing. But when you go to plague in Psalm 91, there, you know, it is, of course, was written in Hebrew. The Hebrew word for the plague is nega. Not a very good word. If it became ni, it would have been right. Ne, so nega. Okay, and what is the meaning of nega? Plague in Hebrew is nega. What is the meaning of nega? Are you ready to receive this? Are you ready for this? Listen, the meaning of nega is blow. A blow. B-L-O-W. Like somebody comes, is trying to fight you and gives you a blow. Or rather, you punch the person, you punch a blow. A blow. That is what the plague is. So it means neither shall any blow come near your dwelling. Neither shall any blow come near your dwelling. So obviously this is not a physical blow. It's a figurative blow. So when we say blow, we are not us talking about somebody really punching you physically, but we're talking about something figurative, something by implication. So when you look at the nega again, the nega also can be a leprous person, or a sore, S-O-R-E, or stricken, or stripe, or stroke, or wound. Are you getting where it is leading? If you're somebody who knows the bit of the Bible, then you know where we are getting, we're going, isn't it? Because we know that when Jesus came, he did not only die for our sins, he did not only bear our sins, but also he bore our sicknesses. So when Jesus was going to the cross, he needed to do a detour. There was a little deviation for Jesus. It was like, no, you're going to the cross, you need to pass somewhere, but it's also on the way, very important. So where did he go? He was sent to Pilate's, he was sent for stripes. He was sent for stripes. They were blows. They were wounds that were done on his back, on his body. He took, in those times, 39 stripes. In those times, it was 39 stripes you took for punishment. So every blow meant something. So I was even thinking that the blow he received physically, that was what brought us our healing. Because then Isaiah prophesied about this blow, and Peter the apostle also emphasized what had happened concerning this blow. So I thought it was a physical blow until I looked at it again and I realized that, oh wow, it was more than the physical blow Jesus took, than the physical stripes Jesus took. Hallelujah. So let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah is a person who prophesied that Jesus was going to receive stripes. Jesus was going to be beaten. Jesus was going to receive wounds on his back. Isaiah is the first person who prophesied it. So we're going to go extensively into Isaiah 53, which is known as the redemption chapter. The redemption chapter. Anytime you're talking about Isaiah, you're talking about the old covenant or the old testament, we say, which one is the redemption chapter? Isaiah 53. If you did not know this, now you know. Isaiah 53 is the redemption chapter, because Isaiah prophesied thousands of years before Jesus came what was going to happen to him, what he was going to do for us. So we will go back, we'll go to Isaiah 53. You're blessed by